Yes, good morning. This is Marlon calling in again with a Dylan Inspiration. I just want to praise the Lord this morning. He's given us a new morning, and it's beautiful again. A little cold, but it's beautiful. Well, I want to thank each one of you for listening in and for the messages that you left. We were wanting to get back to you at. We are now looking at, we have been looking at discouragement, and yesterday we were looking at discouragement in Joshua's life, and now today I would like to look in Jesus' life. He had a lot of things go wrong against him, a lot of things didn't make sense from the earthly standpoint. His disciples thought he had come to set up an earthly king, but still here he was going to the cross. There's a lot of things, and a lot of things were not making sense for his disciples, and they were clearly distressed, if not discouraged, when Jesus got put on the cross. But here Jesus, having a promise from God, from his Father, that if he goes through the cross, he will gain many brothers and sisters, and that he will have the kingdom. And that's really no different from what we have. We have many promises from God that if we stay true to his word and just keep focused on his word, we will also someday be in a kingdom that is reigned by Jesus. So we know that his disciples all ran away. His disciples betrayed him. He was denied. He had an unfair trial. They mocked him, discouraged him, they whipped him, they beat him, they crucified him. That's our Savior. That's what he went through for our sins. I just want to lift up Jesus this morning in thinking of this word, discouragement. We're going to read in Matthew 26, starting in verse 47. This is his betrayal. And while he yet spake, lo, Judas, and one of the 12, came, and with him a great multitude with swords and staves from the chief priests and the elders of the people. Now he that betrayed him gave them a sign, saying, whosoever I shall kiss, the same is he, hold him fast. And forthwith he came to Jesus and said, Heal, Master, and kissed him. And Jesus said unto him, Friend, wherefore art thou come? Then came they and laid hands on Jesus and took him. One of his close friends. Yes, Jesus knew this was going to happen, but one of his close friends. How would you feel if one of your close friends would betray you into prison on false accusations? Jesus had, from our earthly standpoint, Jesus had right to be discouraged there. But the heavenly standpoint, no, he did not have the right to be discouraged. He only had the promise to look to. In Matthew 26:69, we're going to skip some verses here. It says, Now Peter sat without in the palace, and a damsel came unto him, saying, Thou also wast with Jesus of Galilee. But he denied before them all, saying, I know not what thou sayest. Peter, one of his main disciples, denied him. And when he had gone out into the porch, another maid saw him, and said unto them that were there, This fellow was also with Jesus of Nazareth. And again he denied with an oath, I do not know the man. Denied twice. And after a while came unto him that they stood by, and said to Peter, Surely thou also art one of them, for thy speech betrayeth thee. Then began he to curse and to swear, saying, I know not the man. And immediately the cock crew. And Jesus had said earlier, when Peter was having one of his stubborn moments, he said, Peter, before the cock crows, you will deny me three times. And Peter remembered the words of Jesus. And he went out and wept bitterly. He was denied by one of his favorite disciples, one of his better, more active disciples. He had an unfair trial. in Matthew 27, 26. I must have written that down wrong, but he had an unfair trial. They came against him like a pack of wolves, and this sinless, blameless. Yes, there it is. When the morning was come, and all the chief priests and elders of the people stood counsel against Jesus to put him to death. And if you really think about what had Jesus done wrong, Jesus had done nothing wrong. Jesus was righteous. He had not done anything unfair in any way. But still, here they were coming at him like a pack of wolves. They were determined that he was going to die. Did Jesus have right to be discouraged? They mocked him in Matthew 27, chapter 26. Then released he Barnabas unto them, and when he had scourged Jesus, which means whipped, flogged, it was a horrible beating back in those days, he delivered him to be crucified. Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the common hall and gathered unto him the whole band of soldiers. And they stripped him and put on his scarlet robe. And when they had pleaded a crown of thorns, they put it upon his head and a reed in his right hand. And they bowed the knee before him and mocked him, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews." And they spit upon him and took the reed and smote him on the head. And after that, they had mocked him. They took the robe off him and put his own raiment on him and led him away to be crucified. Betrayed. He was denied. He had an unfair trial. They mocked him. Did Jesus have reason to be discouraged? We go back to Hebrews 12, one of our original texts of where we started here. It says, "Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith." If Jesus is the author, the writer of our faith, then surely Jesus knew what he was going to go through. And a finisher, when he went through what he went through there, he was a finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. He looked past the cross, and that's where we need to get to. When we are fighting with those doubts and discouragement, when we are having hard times in our life, we need to look beyond the circumstances, and we need to look to Jesus. We need to look to the end results, knowing that if we are a child of God, that we can know without a shadow of doubt that we are going to heaven at the end. A little bit like what we're going through with my wife, having the cancer and all that. It's hard, but we both know that the end results for her is eternal life with Jesus. And we are looking past the cross that we have to bear, and we are enjoying, looking forward to the time when we can be together as husband and wife, unless God heals her here this side, and we have many more years here, or sorry, not as husband and wife in heaven, but we have many more years, that we could have many more years as husband and wife here in this earth. So there was Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. He went and he endured the cross and went through with everything. And did Jesus have right to be discouraged? I fear too often we say we have the right to be discouraged, and we are discouraged, or we are tempted to be discouraged, and we give in to the temptation. When Jesus, if anybody, ever had right to be discouraged, endured it with joy, looking past and seeing the kingdom that was to come. And here's one of the reasons that he could look forward to, because he had a promise in Psalms 110 that says, "The Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. The Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion, rule thou in the midst of thine enemies. The people shall be willing in the day of thy power, in the beauty of holiness from the womb of the morning. Thou hast the dew of thy youth. The Lord has sworn and will not repent. Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. The Lord at thy right hand shall strike the kings in the day of his wrath. He shall judge among the heathen. He shall fill the places with dead bodies. He shall wound the heads over many countries. He shall drink the brook in the way. Therefore shall he lift up the head. That's Jesus. With the promise of dominion. Dominion of the kingdom from God. And we also have a promise. We can be part of this kingdom if we submit our will to God and follow his teachings in the Bible. I emphasize that very strongly on the teachings of the Word of God, standing on them. I believe it's the only way. And then also in John 3, it says that we must be born again. That also is the only way. There is no other way to get to heaven. And if that is not our hope, if Jesus is not our hope, then yes, we will tend to deal with discouragement. You can see in the world around us how things are going if Jesus is not your hope. And here's something else. If you're struggling with that hope, if you're struggling with discouragement, look forward, look through the trials that you're going through. If you are a child of God, and look at Romans 10, 9 to 11, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and that word Lord there means controller, that and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. It's not thou might be saved or thou could be saved. He says thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Hallelujah. For the scripture says, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. What a blessing, what a promise, if we but look to Jesus and confess with our mouth that he is the Son of God and that God has raised him from the dead, then we will be saved. And of course also with that goes the sanctification and justification of our lives, trying to make us more holy through discipline, which could lead to discouragement. It's a vicious circle if we don't submit our will to God. Well, God bless you and have a great day.